This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Shopping for that Christmas tree, perhaps, or maybe you're getting some Hanukkah presents to start getting ready for Hanukkah. Whatever it is, I hope you get a chance to take a break in a couple of weeks and hang with the fam or hang with the friends or just chill. Nobody's chilling in Washington, that's for sure. The world of politics continues to churn and burn in many, many directions. And this isn't anything new. This is what really we've been dealing with the 10 years I've been doing America Tonight. All 10 years we've been dealing with different crises. If you think about it, 2008, we're at 2018, and that was the great collapse, the recession. Now there's conversations going on about what's going to happen to the economy at the end of 2019 or perhaps deeper into 2020. But for now, we can shelve that conversation. Instead, the conversation turns toward the president's lawyer, or his former lawyer anyway, and that's Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, the trusted advisor of Donald Trump, pleads guilty for misstatements to Congress about contacts with Russians. In fact, Cohen said on Thursday very specific things, and that included that he, while he was agreeing with Robert Mueller's investigation, that and the plea deal, that he made false statements about the effort to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 presidential campaign while he was testifying before Congress. That was one of the things that was in the documents. So the plea from Cohen is the first time he's been charged by Mueller as part of the special counsel's investigation into the Russian election meddling and possible collusion between the president's campaign and Moscow. President Trump, for his part, blasted Cohen as a weak person, is what he said, following the reports of his pleading guilty. So he's a weak person, is what he said. And he tweeted that out, but he also said it to reporters who were screaming out at him as he was boarding one of the Marine One helicopters. The president accused Cohen of lying in order to receive a reduced sentence. So this move from Cohen to plead guilty comes 2 weeks before he's expected to be sentenced for guilty pleas that he made earlier in the year in a courtroom in New York. The charges stem from a $130,000 nondisclosure payment he gave to Stormy Daniels to silence her, who claims to have, she claimed to have an affair with Trump more than a decade ago. So he's spent about 70 hours in interviews at Mueller's office, and they focused on the campaign contacts with Russians and Trump's business ties and all of that. Remember, Mueller's team in a court filing on Monday said that former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement, and they say he committed federal crimes by lying to the FBI and the special counsel's office on a bunch of different matters which constitute breaches of the agreement. So here's the bottom line. Both of these guys, they're going away for a pretty long time. But who's going to go away for more time? Paul Manafort? Most likely, absolutely, versus Michael Cohen. I think there's going to be a very, very big difference. Sheryl Sandberg. Facebook, of course, is it's no longer a dirty little secret. People either love to love Facebook or love to hate Facebook. And I think they're concerned about a lot of people looking for alternatives after all the things that have happened with breaches, et cetera, and especially talking about the elections. So Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, remember Lean In, asked the company's communication staff to research Democratic mega donor George Soros in January. The New York Times broke that story. Sandberg, in an email, requested that the Facebook policy and communications execs really look into his financial interests after he called tech giants a menace to society during a World Economic Forum. So it's interesting because the revelations, so why is that a big deal, about her request come a week after Facebook admitted that it hired a consulting firm to investigate the criticisms of them, of tech behemoths in general. And, of course, Sandberg and the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, are being massively criticized following the report that this consulting firm was trying to delegitimize groups of anti-Facebook activists by linking them to Soros. So it just gets worse for Facebook, doesn't it? They're not catching any breaks anytime soon. And Facebook fired that group after the Times report. So it was out there. Once it's out there, they're done with them. We're done with you. Off. You're off. We don't. I don't know where it all ends up for Facebook, because it's a tool that a lot of people are used to using, but you can certainly get used to using other tools when it comes to social media. They, like I said, they just make it worse by who they're climbing into bed with and what they're saying. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. And I think people have lost a lot of respect for both of them. I wonder, does she stay? Do they just, you know, hunker down? Where does it all end up when it's said and done? it'd be something to watch, that's for sure. In the meantime, let's bounce around for a second, because it's not all about the president's ex-lawyer, and it's not all about, believe it or not, and it's not all about Facebook and what is truth and lies and innuendo. You know, that could be a board game, honestly, and just put different players. You could have different players on the board game. You could put Hollywood, you could put business, you could put politics, you could put sports, you know, and I'm sure there's more you could probably put on that. Hey, look out, because coming up this weekend, cold temperatures, another blizzard. Yep. Get ready. You might be in the blizzard right now listening to me. The heaviest snow, 6 to 12 inches expected in South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. You guys are used to it. Come on, you know that. You just have to be careful about the strong winds and the reduced visibility. That's when you get those blizzard-like conditions. But all the places I just mentioned, I lived in Nebraska. I traveled a lot to all the other places. People there are smart. You know the weather. You know what it means. You know, you're not doing what that woman did the other day where you're streaming Netflix and you're watching the latest episode of Shameless or House of Cards or whatever your poison is and slapping into something, especially if there's weather. Now, heavy rain is going to be scary. They say, of course, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana. Severe storms, large hail, strong winds, maybe even a few tornadoes. Great. Love the hail. Can't tell you how much I hear the sound of the hammering in my neighborhood every single day for the past 2 years. Coming up next, there is a way to escape the weather. You know what it is? You go to the movies. Our cheap movie reviews coming up around the bend. Kate Delaney here with all of you on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
And if we're going to the movies, depends on if you have kids with you or not. It depends, certainly, if it's going to be animation or even a comedy for kids. Or, you know, they've got The Nutcracker and The Four, that's out. Goosebumps 2 Haunted is already out. There is also Ralph Breaks the Internet and Fantastic Beasts. The Crimes of Grindelwald. Well, there's something else to add to the collection. And we've got this big break period. So when I say the big break period, meaning kids are off from school for maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a week. Depends. College, coming back from college, that's big. But no matter what your circumstance, maybe no kids, no grandkids, no anything. But it's a big movie time. So you find that if you go by most of the movies, like, it's always a phenomenon to me on Christmas night. It's like a movie night. People, and I get it, right? So if no one's around, your family's not there, go catch a flick. It's always a big, 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 big movie time if there's a good movie out to see. So when I think of reindeer, I think of Rudolph. But, you know, how much can we seeing the same old Rudolph movie? So why not, I say, if I'm an animator and I want some action and adventure to throw into my animated film for the holidays, why not slap one together called Elliot, the Littlest Reindeer? And here's a snippet of that.
From the Santa's workshop.
Blitzen announced his retirement late last night.
Did you hear that, Hazel? This is my chance to prove I'm just as good as any stinking reindeer.
Meet Elliot.
Come on, Elliot. Go, go, go!
He he's a miniature horse.
I finally broke 15 seconds.
127th time's the charm.
With big dreams.
If you just give me a chance, I know I have a shot at making Santa's team. I just know it.
You're doing it! Ladies and goats, is why Santa's always used reindeer.
This holiday season, this is where reindeer become heroes, boys.
Hey, Little League Triumphs, we're last week, small fry.
Mini Men!
Why you gotta give up, run?
I'll never give up. Get used to it.
Reindeer are jerks. They've always been jerks, and they always will be jerks. Even Santa understands that. Santa!
If you follow your heart, big dreamers dream big.
Knees, hooves, try it again.
You can do anything.
You can do this.
That little guy's got some moves.
Featuring the voice talents of Josh Hutcherson, Samantha Bee, with Martin Short and Martin Short, Marina Baccarin, Jeff Dunham, and John Cleese.
Try not to embarrass me.
Merry Christmas to all!
At least we've got each other. That's what counts.
Big dreamers dream big!
Elliot, the littlest reindeer. To select movie theaters nationwide for one day only.
All right, so how about that? A miniature horse named Elliot wants to get on that team. You know that feeling, right? You're desperate to get on the team. Of course, you're not a reindeer, but you hope that you're going to get picked. And I guess there's some relatability in all of that after all. And it's just a different twist on the whole getting on the crew. And a lot of famous people's voices are in that. You heard the names that were listed off. We move. Go ahead. I know. One day. Why is that? It's just teasing us. So you better hurry up and get there.
That's
and then we're gonna open wide.
December 1st, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. This is it. You got to get going now. Now. That's what you have to do, my friends. All right. So we have Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Where we go next? I'm gonna let you pick, Andy. Dead in a Week or Unstoppable. Where do you want to go next?
Let's try Dead in a Week.
All right, Dead in a Week for $5,000. Here we go. Here's a snippet of it.
Name?
William Morrison.
Address?
Flat 3, 27 Drake Street.
Reason for wanting death?
Do you ever wonder what's the point of me? I think that all the time.
Have you really tried to kill yourself 7 times?
10. Count the cries for help.
You couldn't be in better hands.
Great. I failed so many times I thought I'd outsource it.
Sorry, I was having a sandwich.
You're not what I imagined.
Meet many assassins, do you? An assassin is not just a man with a gun. They're not murderers. They're professionals.
I'm not quite dead.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Raymond. I'll have another go.
And if you're not dead within a week, you get your money back.
Okay.
You've just signed your own death warrant.
I had a call from the publishers, and they're interested in my book.
We really want to work with you. I'm thinking I might want to call it off.
But you signed a contract.
Things have changed.
We've got an agreement.
It's not legally binding.
Have a good death.
I wanted to die because I had nothing to live for. And that's what I was trying to find.
Mr. Morrison is still alive.
Go!
Our business is life and death, and we can't afford to have accidents. Whoever heard of an assassin with a shaky hand? You or go?
You've got to show him. Show him he's still got the killer instinct.
Killing yourself is a lot harder than people think. Not that easy. Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
I've made you some sandwiches and a flask of tea. And I thought this might come in handy.
All right, so there you go. Can you imagine? Dead in a week. You want to go, and then you pay someone to take you out or your money back. Obviously, a black comedy. Tom Wilkinson is brilliant. He's in this. Marion Bailey is in it. Nigel Lindsay is in it. You might not recognize their names, but you would definitely recognize their faces. All right, so our final film of the three is called Unstoppable. Check it out.
I'm Will Coulson. We're working together today. Train 1206.
Is there a problem?
I just don't like working at a damn daycare center.
I don't like working at a retirement home, so.
All right. This ain't training. In training, they just give you an F. Out here, you get killed. Married?
Sort of. It's a long story.
How about you? You married? Got two beautiful daughters.
Have fun.
What do we do when we get to a railroad crossing?
We have an unmanned train rolling into a highly populated area with no air brakes.
Yeah.
1206,
what's up?
There's an unmanned train on the northbound track.
It's under power?
It's coming straight at us.
What are we worried about in terms of cargo?
8 freight cars of hazardous chemicals. We're not just talking about a train. We're talking about a missile the size of the Chrysler Building.
I need to know where that train is.
We're not exactly sure.
You're not sure? We'll find out.
Watch out!
It gets worse.
I've got 150 students coming in on some field trip on track 16.
Train that size going that fast. Vaporize anything in front of me.
We have been told to anticipate an event radius 20 to 45 miles.
The only way to stop that kind of power, grab it by the tail, gun in the opposite direction.
Are you in or you out?
You want to kill yourself, you do it alone.
All right,
right,
you do what you want.
Wait. I'm not risking this company just because some engineer wants to play hero.
Not for you. Not doing it for you.
This is Will Coulson, your conductor. We're going to run this bitch down.
All right, so that's Unstoppable, the first one. So what you just heard there is because they don't have a trailer release on the new one, but that's Unstoppable that starred Chris Pine and also Denzel Washington. So here's the deal. If it went so well, would you release another movie called Unstoppable that might be just a tad different? And the answer is yes. And this Unstoppable, with the same name, this Unstoppable is an action thriller starring Don Lee, who's a gangster. It's okay. Trains are gangsters. And besides, I like that Unstoppable. So if you haven't seen it, you should rent it. But in this one, it's Don Lee as a legendary gangster who's in retirement, but his wife is kidnapped. So he has to become the brutal criminal he left behind in order to get her back. Not much buzz over this movie, I have to be honest. So therefore, go back and look at that 2010 movie about the train. It might be more interesting. Hang with us.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know,
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit with world leaders for a two-day meeting. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the Nasdaq down 18. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it.
All right, for our next guest, we're going all the way across the pond and then the other ponds and then another pond. Yeah, we're going to Australia to speak to David Formby, who has written a book called Lynn and David. It's a memoir, and I love the reason that he wrote this book. I'm going to let him tell you about it, of course, but I think it's something that couples who are really close should think about doing. Not necessarily writing the book that David wrote, but doing something that he did that brings out this memoir. David, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Good day, Kate. We've been having fun.
Yeah, we have been having fun. As I said, going to Australia, it's not a straight line, but we love Australia. I love Australians. So tell me about the book and your decision to do this book.
Ben and I had a sort of middle-aged love affair, I suppose, and I wanted my kids, I've got four girls from a previous marriage, and their children to know something about Dad, the way he felt, what he thought. And we had these letters that we wrote when I was doing a master's degree in Sydney. And we were separated, Lynn in Perth, me in Sydney, so there's about 4,000 kilometres between us. And we wrote to each other, and I think we got to know each other better. And it was great. And then we had 20 wonderful years together. And I was very lucky that all my daughters thought she was lovely, which of course she was. And, well, the kids have got the book, and I have no idea what some of them think about it. It sort of reveals a lot. In fact, when I look back through it myself, I was not exactly horrified, but I thought, my God, I'm showing an awful lot about myself in this. And I guess that's what letters do, and people don't write letters to each other much anymore. It's all little sound bites on Google and Facebook and that sort of stuff.
Boy, isn't that
200 years ago, people wrote to each other.
Yeah, yeah. And
sorry,
and
I'm interrupting.
No, that's okay. I was going to say, isn't that the truth? People don't write letters the way that they used to, so it probably is incredibly revealing. Do you think that's how that relationship persevered? And you said it right there. You sort of got to know each other better. Did that make that relationship that much stronger, like glue it together more?
Absolutely. I think one of the things about writing is that you tend to write things that you don't say. And many times when you're face-to-face with somebody, the discussion is often pretty superficial. When you write, I think you get a little deeper into things, and that's what I think both of us did. And I think it established things in a way, even given that I think Lynn was a soulmate, which I think is a fairly rare thing these days, looking at a lot of the marriages I know. And so it was, for us, very, very special.
What was the hardest thing to do in pulling this together, David? Because, you know, now you have this idea of, wouldn't this be great? I'll pull this memoir together. Boom. The book title's Natural, Lynn and David. I love it. Simple. It makes sense. How did you decide, well, what I'm going to leave out, what I'm not going to leave out, that kind of thing?
Well, there was nothing left out of the letters. The only thing left out were the letters that might have been lost. The most difficult thing about it was reading the writing. I'm a retired doctor, so you can imagine my writing isn't the best. And I'd have to say Lynn's writing was often quite undecipherable, and there were a few words that I couldn't get. But there was certainly nothing left out. Everything that we said to each other in those letters is in the book. And if people find that of interest, that's fine. I guess I'm not an author, and I think any editor looking at this sort of stuff would be horrified at the grammar and horrified at the spelling, which I'd have to say is much worse than when I was 15 years old in a grammar school.
But here's what I love. You said it. You were a retired pediatrician. You were a hospital manager. I mean, you held some big positions. You were the Australian Medical in the Australian Medical Association surveyor with ACHS, chair of the Medical Board of Review. My goodness, your resume is crazy impressive, to be honest, David. You worked in the UK, you worked all over Australia, and you mentioned this family, the four daughters, the 10 grandchildren. I mean, what a great gift, and you said that, what a great gift to them, and you wonder what they think about it. Were they excited to find out about what you were doing?
I think so. Oddly enough, I've recently had the unfortunate thing of a nephew of 52 who died suddenly. And that pulled our family together a bit, in the sense that we've set up a Facebook group to communicate. We were in the sort of situation of many families of talking to each other on birthdays. So twice a year I'd talk to my brother one way or another. And the loss of his son was pretty awful. So we set up this Facebook page. And that has produced the most amazing sort of response. I've started putting pages from another book which I had written, which was a memoir I started 20-odd years ago. And it was really things I could remember all the way back to the Second World War, because I was born before the Second World War. And, of course, what my mother told me, and I got her to write stuff too. The kids are beginning to learn something about the history of a family they didn't know about. And I think most families lose their history. Very few, I suspect, know much more than their grandparents, occasionally their great-grandparents. And if you happen to be in the royal family, you might be able to trace yourself all the way back to King Arthur. But other than that, no, people don't know.
Oh, and so now you know this, David. If people want to be connected and they want to know about their past, that's why genealogy has become so huge, and these different companies like Ancestry.com, etc., where people are tracing their roots. So this truly is a gift to them.
Absolutely.
Because you're sharing what you know. And what was, for you and your mother, I'm glad you brought up your mother, what is your best memory of your mother?
My best memory? Golly. I think it was probably during the war, when my father was in the Royal Air Force and away, of course, and my mother had all four of her children, there were four of us, all had measles, and then we all proceeded to have chicken pox, so we were all kept in the downstairs front room. And I remember I upset her one day, and I can remember her grabbing me by the shoulders and banging my head against the wall, which probably did me absolutely no harm at all. It would be called child abuse these days. But that's one of my fondest memories of my mother. She was a bit like Lynn. She was a genuinely nice person. She was a Christian lady who didn't sort of go to church on Sunday. She lived her Christianity. It was like a Whitmont shirt. It was a way of life. And she was a bit special.
Wow, I love that description. How about Lynn? Tell us about Lynn.
Lynn, like myself, was an immigrant to Australia. She was born in England, as was I. She came out here, I think, when she was about 16 and worked in Sydney. And worked in, eventually, the media, which is where I met her. She was a media buyer. And my friend Judy invited some of us to a dinner, and I sat across the table from Lynn. This would be 1983, and I don't know whether people believe in falling in love at first sight, but I did. She had a pair of eyes that glued me, I think. And so I remember ringing Judy and saying, do you think Lynn would mind if I gave her a ring and ask her out? And that's how we first met. And I think we gelled from the very beginning. And then, as I've put in the book, being a well-brought-up Salvation Army boy in those days, I had real trouble leaving a marriage. And my first marriage lasted 29 years. But I had trouble, and I actually went back to my first wife, and so I let Lynn down extremely badly around 1983, and it wasn't until about end of 1988 that we met again, fortuitously. And it was no different to the first time I'd met her. And Lynn was one of those persons who was everybody's best friend. The number of people that told me that Lynn was their best friend since she died is absolutely amazing. She had this extraordinary capacity to relate to people. She was the sort of person who, she didn't understand evil. She could understand some things were bad. But we used to have quite long discussions, because I sort of, with an interest in religion of one sort or another, have a big interest in good and evil. And of course, these days, there are many groups, Christian groups often, who think that there's good but no evil. Zoroaster, of course, had the idea that good and evil were equally balanced, and I think he was absolutely right. But Lynn had this problem with evil. She couldn't understand that anybody could be anything more than bad. And she did all sorts of things. She chaired the local group for readings, books for the blind. She talked to refugees. She worked for the Red Cross to ring people up who were elderly and isolated to make sure they were okay. It was just the way she was. She was.
Wow, she sounds
very
like
special.
Sounds like a wonderful human being. I would have liked to meet Lynn, and I'm reading your book, so I'm getting to know her myself, and other people can do the same thing. Lynn and David, a memoir. David, thank you so much for coming on. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And again, you can pick up David's book, Amazon, Kindle, etc. I mean, what a wonderful idea. You take those love letters. So you write the letters. First of all, you write the letters. And I said at the beginning of this, how powerful would that be if you wrote letters? Because people don't do that now. I can't think of very many people who do it. He's right. It's text or some other way of communicating. So go pick it up. It'd be a great Christmas gift for sure. David Formby, and again, the book is Lynn and David.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD or cannabidiol is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
That health insurance only works if I die, or what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid. Give me that wrecking ball of faith and a heart that knocks down. One day all those asses are kissing about your own mouth.
Excited to be joined by Ray Hurd. Perfect timing for that. He's the Deputy Consortium Administrator for the Consortium for Health Plans Operations and Regional Administrator for Boston and New York Regional Offices, where we're talking about, of course, open enrollment and Medicare. As the Deputy Consortium, I think it's important to set this up, the Administrator for Health Plans and Operations, he provides that oversight and guidance to 10 CMS regional offices across the country for the administration of Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription drug plans. So he's a big deal. Ray, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
But here's the thing. This really is important because I think people sometimes get confused on dates and then what do they need to do. So perfect timing for you to be here. When does Medicare open enrollment end, first of all?
So people have one chance a year, people that have Medicare only have one chance a year to make changes to their coverage. And that ends on December 7th, so we're down to the last 3 weeks for people to really look at their options and make a decision.
Wow. And here's the thing. While we're in this open enrollment portion, what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do during this period?
Well, the first thing they need to do is think about what matters most to them. So our health changes from year to year, and if we already have a health insurance plan, they change coverage from year to year. So you need to review your own status, and you need to review what your health plan covers, make sure it's continuing to cover your doctor or your prescriptions. And then you have to think about what type of Medicare coverage is going to best fit your needs. And we have a tool that can help people with that. On Medicare.gov, it's called Compare Coverage Options, and it asks you 5 simple questions and sort of gives you guidance as to what might be the best options for you. Do you better off with a Medicare Advantage plan or maybe traditional Medicare with a standalone prescription drug plan? And so it sort of guides you down that path. And then the best tool, I think, is the Estimate Medicare Costs, because it will look at your current health status and what your Medicare coverage is, and it will show you, you know, am I going to pay more out of pocket with just traditional Medicare than if I had a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah, wow, sounds like a great tool because, Ray, you and I both know what's on our mind. We want good coverage, but we want to make sure we can afford it. So you'd probably advise really use that tool and drill that down, right?
Absolutely. And I also advise, if you can, to make an appointment with a state health insurance assistance counselor. I talk to the counselors every year, and I always hear great stories about how they helped people with Medicare save money or find better coverage because they took the time to walk them through their different options.
Yeah, nice. Who can participate in Medicare open enrollment? Sometimes there's confusion there.
Basically, anybody that's enrolled in Medicare is able to participate in this open enrollment period.
And we mentioned you have 3 weeks for it to end, so you've got to do this now. And why is open enrollment this one time a year important for people with Medicare?
Well, it's really important because it's the only time of year when you can make a change to your coverage options. So come December 7th, if you haven't made any changes, you're going to stay in the same Medicare coverage you have now for another year before you can review your options and make choices. And remember, you know, if you have traditional Medicare, it doesn't cover everything. Vision, dental, and hearing are not covered by traditional Medicare. If you shop around and look at the Medicare Advantage plans that are available in your area, you may be able to find one that offers some of those benefits and covers things like dental or vision or hearing where traditional Medicare doesn't.
Yeah, great advice there. And that's why that Medicare Advantage plan was put in place, right?
That's part of it. The other thing is most Medicare Advantage plans cover your prescription drug costs. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have to worry about having another standalone prescription drug plan.
Yeah. What other resources are available online?
So the best resource online is Medicare.gov, pretty robust website. I already talked about some of the tools that are available there, compare coverage options, estimate your Medicare cost. But you can also find health and drug plans and compare them right on the screen so you can see which one may have the better options for you. And anytime you have a question about Medicare or you want help, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to talk to a customer service representative. And they're available 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's great. 1-800-MEDICARE, so keep that in mind for everybody listening, 24 hours a day. You know, when you look at this, and Ray, obviously you've been involved with this for a while, and you know this backwards and forwards, and I can tell that. Where do most people trip up? So if we can help them, where do they mostly struggle when they're trying to do this?
I think where most people trip up is that it's a daunting task, and so they don't do anything, and they just settle with staying where they are. And that is really not the best choice because there are so many new options out there and so many additional benefits that they may be able to find and actually fit their needs better, as well as save them money.
Yeah, so there you go. And in talking about resources, and we talked about online, and we gave you the phone number, et cetera, where else can people go to get local help in their own community? Because some people would rather do it that way.
So every state has state health insurance assistance program, and those are trained counselors through Medicare, so they understand the Medicare system and they can walk through that process. If you are interested in sitting down with somebody, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get the number to your local health insurance assistance program.
And we talked about this right at the top. This is your one chance a year to do this, the Medicare open enrollment. So what happens if people miss the deadline?
Yeah, unfortunately, if you don't take action before December 7th, you'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period to make any changes, and that'll be next October 15th when it starts.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that we're doing this interview because the more people, and you know this obviously, the more people you reach, the more people understand that. And the idea of the task that it is, I think you've really put people's, fears at bay, which is a really, really good thing, Ray, when we look at this, because here's the thing, it's your health, it's your benefit, right? And so you want to use that.
Absolutely. And you know, if you go to Medicare.gov, like I said, there's some tools that will walk you through the process, and you can look at the different plans that are available to you and even sign up right there on the website.
Yeah, I think it's, to me, as I've done this with relatives, I think the process has gotten easier. What do you think?
Oh, we strive to make it better year after year. We're always making improvements to the Medicare Plan Finder and trying to find ways to make it easier for people to shop for plans and make choices.
Yeah, for you personally, and I mentioned all those great credentials at the top of this, it's got to be a very busy time, is it?
It is a very busy time. You know, it's a lot busier getting the plans ready coming into the open enrollment period, but now that we've got everybody lined up, my job is to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they take advantage of this period because, you know, as I said once, I talk to counselors every year that save people money and find better options for them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you do that deeper dive in talking to those counselors. Is that part of, just for the interest of telling people the kind of work that you do, is that part of the process when you get through this period, you go back and look at, okay, how do we make this bigger, or how do we make this easier for people? What do they really want, and what are we seeing, like, the trends?
So we do trend analysis, and we do look at the process from year to year and look for where there might have been glitches in the system or ways to make it easier for people. And remember, you know, we're trying to make the Medicare program better itself year after year. So we've given Medicare Advantage plans more flexibilities to add additional supplemental benefits. So, you know, next year you may see benefits that cover home care or maybe cover other benefits that aren't traditional. And so these are the kind of things that, you know, people look at, maybe adult daycare services or in-home support services or home-based palliative care. And as the Medicare Advantage plans grow and we give them more flexibilities, they keep adding these programs. But if you don't go online or talk to a counselor and look at what the plans offer, you never know.
Yeah, so that's a key takeaway, I think, from this interview is please go and take advantage of that, whether it's face-to-face. But I love the idea of the Medicare Advantage Plan because you said it. You look at this every year, and you're adding things, and who knows what's there if you don't take advantage, right?
That's right. Take advantage, look at what's available, find different benefits, and again, you might save money.
Yeah, there you go. So I want to make sure that we get this clear. Go to Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, and they have, Ray, until when this ends?
Just till December 7th. You've got 3 weeks left, so it's time to take action.
Yeah, excellent. Ray Hurd, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
A balanced meal for two.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.